It was the fourth year in a row that the Washington-based Food Research and Action Center ranked Wisconsin at the bottom of the list. The group's annual survey found that fewer than 30% of kids from poor families in Wisconsin participate in a school breakfast program. That's compared to nearly 60% in states like West Virginia and New Mexico. John Janowski is with the Milwaukee-based Hunger Task Force. He says a few barriers have kept school breakfast programs from taking off in Wisconsin.
The cost of the program has been an issue in Wisconsin. I think there is still a lot of stigma around the program. A lot of schools and communities view the program as kind of a welfare program.
Janowski says a new initiative in Milwaukee could help change that. 62 of the city's schools, representing more than 20,000 kids, now participate in what's known as the Universal Free Breakfast Program. Schools join by getting 95% of all their students to return a school meal application. The federal government picks up most of the bill, although it costs local taxpayers roughly $1 million a year. Janowski says it's worth the price.
The kids are paying more attention in class. They're not thinking about where their next meal is going to come from. They're instead focused on what's going on in the classroom.
Janowski says schools throughout the state might be more inclined to offer students school breakfast if the state picked up more of the bill. The legislature defeated a proposal a couple years ago that would have boosted the state's share of every school breakfast by a nickel. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.